What's happening, guys? Welcome to another episode of the Waffle Mafia podcast. I'm Aaron Johnson, also known as Lucky Legends, Wiz, Wizard, whatever you want to call me. Going to do a little bit of Battle Armor Skeletor tonight. So talking about Battle Armor Skeletor, we're going to dive into that in a little bit. Do our weekly Waffle Wrap-Up, go over the things we did this past week in the Waffle Mafia, what's been going on throughout the groups, and some of the new news and things that's been coming from Super 7 this week. So we talk about all those things. Of course, as always, as we get rolling, a little pause for the cause. Let's wet those whistles, y'all. So let me get on over here and see who all we got in the chat. I haven't been able to talk to you guys. Doug said, I see the baby. Let's see. Give me just a second. Let's get you guys pulled up. I know there was a couple people waiting to get it going. Wallycat, I know you were asking about it, I believe. And Dagon, I think Dagon said he might miss it. Oh, Crystal Ball. All right. Let's get it over here. Get the sound cut down just a second. We on Dirt TV. All right. Now we got the chat, and I can see what you guys are saying. Okay. Let's see. Get you pulled up. Live chat. What's up, guys? So, unfortunately, didn't get the promo out till just a few minutes ago. Can't see the video, Coronado. That is never good, Lewis, because if you can't see it, then that means everybody else probably can't either. And Doug has been remoting these bad boys, so probably won't be able to fix it if that's the case, if we have the crazy video going on like we did before. So what's up, Dictor? What's going on? So we got old LC's in the room. What's up, Lewis? Appreciate you being in there, man. The king of going live, Lewis Coronado and Aiden doing their thing. I really enjoy your guys' live stuff. So for anybody who's listening who doesn't can't see the video or can't or maybe is listening to this at a later time, if you're not a part of some of the great groups like the Great Unboxing and Motu Evolution and some of those groups, doing a lot of live stuff on those pages. Of course, we've always done live stuff throughout the Mafia, people jumping in, sharing their collections, that kind of thing. And we do appreciate that. So anytime you guys want to hop in, go live, talk about something, come do it on the page, man. I don't mind a bit. Just make sure it's Masters related. That's all we ever ask. Just keep it Masters of the Universe on the page. Got Dictor, Dicto Slayo's in the room. What's going on, Mr. Combess? Hope you're doing all right, buddy. And Lord Bronze 001, that's Mr. Broski. So Bros Vic, what's going on, my friend? Let's see, get you wrote down here, man. I'll make sure we got everybody. What's going on, Sugar Mama P? Cassandra's in the room. Hope you guys enjoyed some of hers and Johnny's trick-or-treating antics. If you did not, if you have not seen that, they did that over at Evolution and also over at the Great Unboxing. I think John did go live on one of the most powerful Waffles pages as well, or most powerful auctions, so that's pretty cool too. Let me kick over. Let's make sure Dirt's not telling us something crazy. I'll check with the producer. He's not in the booth. Yep, says we're good, says we're on. Can anybody else see the video? Brosvic, do you have video? Sugar Mama P, you good to go? Anybody see me? I hate that for you if you can. Pause for the calls, my man. Lewis, are you still sans video? I don't know. I can't really I don't know if the chat is keeping up or what. I think we're good. So either way, we're rolling with it, whether it's good or not. So we just have to make do with what we've got right now. So this past week, we did our normal stuff. And for those of you who are not a part of the Waffle Mafia and don't know what that is, Waffle Mafia is made up of several groups. We've got Lucky Legends. We've got Lord of Destruction Waffles. We've got Most Powerful Waffles in the Universe. And, of course, our brother down at La Wheel. if you are part of those groups, if you hang out, if you participate, you're a member of the Waffle Mafia. Get yourself a sticker. Come hang out with us. Come do what we do. And if you're a member, you know how we do things. Typically, we have a Thirsty Thursday. And, of course, whatever we talk about tonight, we do for Thirsty Thursday. I do like to reveal somewhat some things that we're going to do maybe throughout the weekend if we got something new to talk about. But we teased it a little bit earlier in the week because we're talking about we kind of did something different this week than we normally do. We did Thirsty Thursday. We did Syrupy Saturday. And then we jumped back in for a Monday Night Mindy. So Monday Night Mindy was our special event for this week where we just threw one together. It was actually for the folks who play during the week, and we won't really get into it on the podcast what exactly I'm talking about, but for the folks who play or show up for the show or have their seats for the show, if you double down during for both of the shows, so whatever the maximum number of seats you can get for either night, if you double down both nights, then you get included in a separate wheel that pops up at some point or another on Sunday. Well, Sunday this past week was a little bit hectic, had a lot of things going on, so couldn't quite get to you on Sunday. So, of course, we made it up, did the Monday night thing, and did Monday Night Mindy. So, Mindy of Primus, for those of you all who don't know, it's Mara's cousin. She's got some problems, couple hangups. She's just trying to feed the monkey, man. So, you know, the Attorney and Red Light District girls sometimes come out to do a little bit of work. We've had Berta in the past. She has moved on. We still have Candy of the Attorney and Red Light District girls. And then, of course, Mindy of Primus is on her way to go live over at T Pumper's house. So T Pumper and Sammy Mac, big shout out to you guys for a big win on Monday night. Keep the crabs, and you're welcome. With that said, a little pause for the calls. Bad case of the Dragon Walker. There we go. So we got Wiley Cat in there, still praying for Joito. Brosvic says, yay. Coronado says is the video playing for everyone? I do believe the video is playing because Cassandra said I love the beer mug. So, yeah, man, some of these things that tend to, you know, not narcissistic in any way, but I do have some items that tend to have my likeness on them. They've been given as gifts, I swear, promise. But a little pause for the cause for good old Thomas. Dagon made it. Adam Wiles close to that comic. Wiley Cat, I've got to actually picked up a thing or two today that will also be a part of Thirsty Thursday. I wanted to bring it in and show it to you guys. And it's some things that we've done in the past. Sam Isha's a big fan of those things when we do them. But just a couple little extra add-ins and tie-ins and things that tie into Masters, even though they're not necessarily Masters related. And so you guys that have been a part of the Mafia, that come hang out, that come do Thirsty Thursday and Syrupy Saturday and all that good stuff. You guys know probably what I'm talking about. But big fan of the artwork, big fan of all of the old school portrayals and some of the work that Norum did and that kind of thing. So Earl Norum, one of my favorite artists in the Masters world. And, of course, he wasn't exclusive to just Masters. He did crossover and do some other things. So beautiful barbarian artwork, that kind of stuff. So, yeah, we got that going on. Dagon is still at work. I apologize, sir, but we will have a pause for the calls in your honor since you're stuck at work, and it is lunchtime. So I don't know if you guys are allowed to do a liquid lunch so much, but if you are, pause for the calls. If you're driving and listening to the podcast, I always like to give my disclaimer, please don't drink and drive. Wind Raiders, because it's very dangerous. And although there are no laws against it on Eternia, it is very heavily frowned upon just due to the fact that you could lose a henchman or something. So let's see. Wiley Cat's Conan! Yeah, man. You know how we like to do that, Conan, do that crossover sale work. So I picked up a few things. I was actually kind of pleased with grabbing those today because it's tough to find the ones that are Norums because those tend to get snatched up a little bit quicker just because the artwork on them is really nice. The Jeskos are very nice too, but it's not
the same huge tie-in other than boobies, and everybody likes boobies. But besides that, you know, our tie-in is minimal at best with Norm doing the artwork. I mean, that's the only clear and direct crossover that we have there. Video's working good. Thank you, Bros Vic. I appreciate it, man. It's always a concern when we do this podcast because for some reason, sometimes we have video issues. The guys the other night and had gone on and done a special thing, or it wasn't the other night, it was a couple weeks back, but Joe Amato and Tyler Baker over at Fans of Power had done a special show, had interviewed She-Ra, the girl who played the voice of She-Ra. And it was just absolutely, you know, one of those moments. It's really awesome to have her on, and then the audio didn't catch, so it just didn't pan out. So sometimes that happens. Dirt's the producer, does a great job, but sometimes just things are completely out of his control, and YouTube doesn't sync up correctly, or the software that's grabbing our stuff doesn't quite work correctly. So we need the Earl Norm Super 7 figures. What, Wallycat, to be honest, man, on that tip, what I really would like to see, what I think would really be amazing, and it's something that Masters, you know, obviously touched on originally, or we wouldn't have the things that we have, but something I would really like to see is some of that cross-promotional, that cross-sell promotional art for, you know, the box arts and the things that we got. Of course, Norm did some things, did more things along the line of the magazines and the large posters that were in the magazines. Shaped a huge amount of my childhood with his drawings as far as his imagination and creativity, but would really be nice to see, and it is something that we're kind of seeing more of, and it was something that I did want to talk about regarding that three-pack from Super 7. Of course, we have the beautiful artwork by Axel Jimenez, who is a part of our group, and Axel, appreciate you as always, man. Appreciate your work and the stuff that you do. But the artwork that Axel did for the back of the three packs, especially the stuff concerning the PowerCon three packs that had the white ninja on the back that we know nothing about, other than the fact that he's just sort of slinking in the back there. Feel confident we're going to get that figure at some point in time, sort of as a cross up to go, you know, with Ninjor and be the white opposite version of Ninjor, the good ninja, if you will. Personally, I would like to see him be evil either way. But still, that artwork on the back of that, and the one that I'm particularly talking about with this part is, of course, the three-pack that has Terror Plasmar and Lord Grasp in it. Now, if you also look on the back of the three-pack stuff that we're also getting with Prince Adam, the mini-comics Trap Jaw and the mini-comics Stratos, if you look closely at the art on the back of that, man, it's absolutely stunning. And it really is one of the things that makes up for the fact, I guess, that we're still getting this same packaging. And I don't mind the packaging, and I don't think it's cool to switch up packaging in the middle of a line, because obviously that really throws some kinks in the works. But you know, for those who collect, you know, you want to have your whole collection, you know, mint on card or whatever, obviously packaging changes are a big deal. So but I do think it's really awesome that Super 7's given a nod to that old artwork and how that cross-sell artwork was really important, and the promotional stuff that was done there. So what I would really like to see is to see that kind of Earl Norm style, the stuff, the Rudy Orbreros, the stuff that was really taken seriously and kind of gave depth to the world through imagination that we didn't have before. So I think that seeing that through somebody else's eyeglass, especially somebody as talented as Norm, is amazing. So what up, JD? What's going on? Aiden, what's up, my brother? What's up? Aiden Coronado says, what's up, guys? Hey, guys. Eric Glenn, hoping for some Conan figures. We got some Conan figures, man. We got Vicor. It's the He-Man of the North, dude. Yeah, no, nah. It would be cool to have sort of a crossover mashup kind of deal. Let's see what else you guys are saying. Sorry, man, it's really hard to keep up with the comments and kind of keep your thought process going, which my thought process is fairly easy to keep up with. Pause for the cause. Yeah, man. Coronado, did you get more ink? I'm just having like a couple of different little add-ins and color-ins and things. But going next week to get – I'm very excited. And for those who are listening and not watching video and kind of trying to keep up with my random jumps where I talk about different topics, in the chat room, Coronado asked if I'd gotten more ink. I do have quite a few tattoos, most of which you can't ever see, but the ones that do stick out mostly on my arms and stuff. But going to get sort of a master style bracer right here that is going to close out the bottom of this thing, and gonna take and put Graylin's Roman numerals for Graylin's birthday in it. All the way around my arm there. So going to get that next week, hopefully going to do that on Wednesday. So when I see you guys for the next podcast, hopefully that bitch will be wrapped up and we'll have some stuff healing and working on some new stuff. Still got quite a bit of stuff to do and got a few master's things I'm going to do also. So it's all planned out, man. It's money. It's time. You know how that goes. Mommies and babies come first, and then masters is always a close second, and then I guess tattoos come third. So it's just what it is. But so moving on, we talked about kind of the wrap up this past week. Did Thursday, did Syrupy Saturday. Didn't talk about who won those because honestly, I've not had a chance to go back and dig that back out again, even though I have your guys' stuff packaged, which is really weird. I just don't have a chance to go back and rewatch it here and pull it up because what I typically do is write it down, go through, get your stuff packaged, and I mark it out as I package it, and then I throw it away. So I got all that up at the ye olde office getting ready for that. Getting all your guys' stuff will be finished. Even you, JD, I swear, you have a Havoc staff coming, man, I promise. Sammy's got swords. Lord God, we've been talking about that for a minute. All right, so in that regard, because those were special items that were won through the monthly thing that we do where we give away something for the most participation in a group. So I have Aiden's place. That's cool, Coronado. I love, man, anytime you want to show pictures of tattoos, send them to me. I love artwork, man. I've been looking into, some of the C-Man artwork. Is there a piece that's like really important to me, or is there something that, one particular piece of artwork that I'd really like to have on me? But all of my stuff I've drawn myself, and it's like all original stuff. So I don't necessarily want to do somebody else's artwork. I just kind of do mine, and then, maybe it'll be a cool idea of something I see. So if there's something you got, share it, because I definitely don't mind to check those out because I like to see what else everybody else is working with. So as far as the listings on the page and the way that this works, for those who are listening who don't know, every month we go back and we look at who was the most active on the page. The insights tells us that. It tells us who did the most posts, who did the most comments, who's contributing the most to the page. And it's not one of those things like, oh, my gosh, if you're not posting on the page or you're not commenting on the page, you're not a part of the mafia. Man, if you are a part of this group and you love Masters of the Universe, you're part of the mafia, man. You don't necessarily have to interact. Want you to, man. The page works because you guys make it work. You guys fuel the page. You guys are the page. You guys are the mafia. So everything that happens happens because of you guys. So all of these posts, all of these comments, I can't do that shit by myself. That's all you guys. So we like to go back, once a month and kind of throw back on that and say, who was the top and who was next, and do the top 10 thing and then just spin for something special. So with that said, I posted that yesterday to kind of give everybody an idea. I think it would be better maybe if we post like mid-month where we are versus one day before the month ends. There's really not a whole lot you can do to change that, I guess, if it is what it is. But it looks like there really wasn't that much change to it. Top 10, of course, OLC, he was up top. So Lewis Coronado just absolutely dominated it this month. 29 posts, 300 comments, killed it. Freebird, man, you were caw-cawing right up in the back of it, man. You had 9 posts, 284 comments. Dagon, third, with 6 posts, 259. Then E-Daddy, then Dan Rice, Stevie Mags, Sam Isha Mack, Wiley Cat, Big Show Ito, and then Zertouche Party of Six brings up the back of the bunch there. So that was the top 10. That's how the top 10 closed out. Now, the way we did it last time is the way we're going to do it this time. I weighted it because it seemed to be a little more interesting if we do it that way. So, for example, number one gets 10 entries. Number two gets 9 entries. Number three gets 8 entries all the way down. So your 10th person has 1 entry. So it's a little more stacked to reward you for where you are in the rankings. So I'm going to go ahead and throw it out there. I know that you guys saw it the other day because I posted in Lucky Legends as far as trying to give you guys a heads up, because anytime I see something that I think, you know, you guys might want to jump on, I try to share it with the group immediately because I know that other groups do the same, and I would much rather you guys get it than folks in other groups. And am I biased about our group? Shit, yeah, I am. Lucky Legends is where it's at, guys. I mean, Lord of Destruction Waffles, that's where it's at. Most powerful auctions, most powerful waffles in the universe, that's where it's at. Waffle Mafia, bro. That's what we are. That's what we do. And to that, I will remain true. So pause for the cause. Let's have a little drink of beer. These suds are kicking in if you can't hear. So, what we're going to do for this month's special for that. Now, so the first time did a sword, did second time, did another sword, third time, Havoc Staff. And so this time, you guys know that I have this other sword over here, and I know that you guys have had your eye on this sword over here in this general area, but that won't be what it will be. What we're going to do this time, like I said, I share things with the group with you guys so that you guys can jump on them. So it's friggin' Wind Raiders, man. So I was able to get a hold of 2 Wind Raiders. Reason being, I got 3, but I'm keeping 1 for Graylin because Graylin actually does not have a Wind Raider. I do not have a Wind Raider in the collection, so I'm getting that for him so that later on in his little life, he can open that up and be just as wild of it as I was, or hell, as wild of it as I was the last time I opened it. The Classics version, because if you guys have never opened a Classics Wind Raider and put that bad boy together, oh my God, dude, I want to build one. Everybody knows that my ride of choice is a Wind Raider. So as I come in to pick up Johnny from some of his rougher nights in Etheria, and sometimes when the Incredible Bulk has to call somebody in to get him out of a tight situation, I swoop in with the Raider. And I pick the guys up. That's what the hook's for. Really works great. Some people say it's an anchor. It's not. It's the hook Carbulka and Johnny Miz and bring those guys along. Hell, we've even got like a little side. There's like a little side booster seat that Cassandra sits in. And that's even crazier. And I got a little spot like on the top, like R2-D2, where Graylin gets in it. And his head spins around and kind of he's like my wingman. Love my Raider, man. But so what we're going to do this time, we're going to do a Wind Raider. And so you guys are the guys who are going to be in for the Wind Raider. Of course, I did get another one to Waffle. So for those who don't get in on this, there will be a chance to get your hands on the Raider as well. We have 4 minutes left. We have yet to talk about Battle Armor Skeletor, as we seem to do every week. I apologize, guys. I've got to get this format just a little bit better. But what I get in here and I get to talking to you guys, and we just get to talking, and I really never get on topic. So I'm sorry for that. But with that said, we're going to speed through this bitch for the next 3 minutes and see if we can't knock it out real quick. So, of course, those folks I just named, you guys are in for the Wind Raider, and we're going to do that a little bit later this week. I promise we'll get it in before the week's out. I really did want to do it tonight on the podcast, but I knew that we really wouldn't have a whole lot of time. And I'm still waiting for the Raiders to get here. They're actually supposed to be here already. But with that said, okay, so moving on. One thing that, you know, obviously you guys know that we're doing Battle Armor Skeletor. Battle Armor Skeletor, if you read the Classics bio, kind of interesting on him because we don't really have a huge amount of bio as far as the Battle Armor goes, and I think we saw that last week when we talked about Battle Armor He-Man. It's sort of, this came from the power of Grayskull. He's able to fit certain armaments that allow him to do what he needs to do. The story also told, you know, created by Man-at-Arms to help He-Man. Well, in that telling, there is also a telling of that armor being stolen from He-Man and being taken by Hordak, which, obviously, Skeletor being a pupil of Hordak is very possible, considering Horde technology and dark magic and all that good stuff, that Skeletor could have put together his particular piece, you know, and used the armor to come through the Mystic Wall. But it is, I can jive with that. I'm okay with that. I understand that story. That kind of makes sense. But what's odd is we never got a Battle Armor Hordak, because if Hordak was the one that stole this technology, I hate to tell you guys, but from everything I've ever seen out of Hordak, he's going to use that for himself. So, really, and we kind of kicked this around last week with Battle Armor He-Man. Why do we not have a Battle Armor She-Ra? Well, same thing, man. Like, we've got Battle Armor Skeletor. Why do we not have Battle Armor Hordak? That would be so sweet. And I'm sure that some folks have done some customs. And if you guys have seen them or know where the link is for them or whatever, share them on the page. I love seeing that kind of stuff, like really well thought out, really well created customs. So Battle Armor Skeletor, obviously we're going to do him this week. Some interesting things about this figure. We got about a minute and a half. We'll wrap it up. But interesting thing about this figure, he has the full scale purple boots. So he's full booted, but he is claw-toed, so that would be just like a throwback to the vintage figure where he is a solid purple boot there with the clawed toes. He's got his axe. He comes with his battle damage markers, so of course the one in here has got the two strikes on it. We've got a clean one, and then we've got the one strike. Interestingly enough about Battle Armor Skeletor, the way that the story is told is that he at one point in time had this set, and then at another point in time had to create another set of battle armor that didn't quite have the abilities that the first one had. So this is what, as far as bios go, real name Kilroy, House of Miro, using dark magic taught by Hordak, Skeletor occasionally creates new forms of armor and weapons to outmaneuver the Masters of the Universe. This battle armor was first created to help Skeletor penetrate through the Mystic Wall in order to kidnap Adora and secretly clone this Sorceress of Grayskull. So, very interesting, and I think it is in maybe one of the magazines that held the it might have been the 85 that had the Secret of the Sword stuff in it, but there was a fold-out magazine, Jesus Johnson, one of the fold-out posters in there that was covering Secret of the Sword, and if you looked at that, it showed Skeletor, and I don't know if it was on the poster, if it was in the story that was in the magazine, I can't remember, guys, I tried to dig it out for you, I couldn't find it, but it shows Skeletor kind of dressed differently, and he has a horde thing on there, and I thought it was kind of interesting there, but so he basically used his battle armor to penetrate through the Mystic Wall in order to kidnap Adora, secretly clone the Sorceress Grayskull. The original armor was destroyed by Ular. I don't know how I feel about that. I really don't know how I feel about that. I mean, I would have to leave that up to you guys, and you guys can tell me what you think about that particular part of the story. According to many, Spikor made the Terra Claw, so maybe he made the battle armor too. See, I like that, Dagon. I have no issue with Spikor sort of being the the evil blacksmith and sort of forging their weapons and things. Also, never minded the fact that Triclops was kind of like Man-at-Arms and making these, you know, killer weapons and things. And so Brozovic's done threw it out there. I see it right there. That's awesome, man. He-Man.org, Community Custom Creations. Yeah, Missing Modulok. So Missing Modulok did that. Very cool. So for you guys that are listening or would like to see that, Brandon Brozovic, appreciate you posting that picture, man. That's a Battle Armor Hordak. So that's very cool. Would love to see a Classics version of that. That would be absolutely amazing. But so further on down, you know, like I said, Ular, just don't know, man. Guys, when we say something like that, when we say Ular destroyed the battle armor, we really have to stretch Skeletor's timeline out somewhat. And I know that it's a multiverse, and I know that he exists in different instances, and I mean, depending on what direction you go with that, but I don't know. I just don't care for that. I don't know the Ular thing, man. We'll touch on that another time. I can't even get into all that, but so anyway, three strikes for the mighty battle axe, sending Skeletor back behind the wall. So as if Skeletor was some sort of illegal immigrant. He has been sent behind the Mystic Wall yet again to combat a similar battle. Or it says Skeletor then reformed the armor 20 years later. So we do go 20 years to get past this Ular business. And then, I get at this. He passed the torch down to Adam and blah, blah, blah. But in an effort to combat a similar suit now worn by He-Man, Skeletor created a new battle armor, now lacking the mystic qualities of the original. His new armor was stronger, more powerful. Skeletor, Evil Lord of Destruction, now protected by his magic battle armor. Yeah, guys, so we're going to do that. Of course, as you guys know, Reaction, been picking these bad boys up. Face sculpt on this guy is really cool. If you guys ever really checked him out, of course, his battle damage doesn't work, much like the Classics version doesn't work. Trying to find a vintage for you guys for tomorrow night. Hopefully, I can get my hands on one. Maybe we can spin for that too. But again, beautiful stuff by Super 7. Stuff I want to touch on about Super 7 this week, if you guys haven't seen that, I always like to shout out the other podcast, Fans of Power, Joe Amato, Tyler Baker. Please be sure to check that out. Did a special interview this week with Brian Flynn, head of Super 7. Lots of interesting stuff in there. It's shared on the page there, so it is on Lucky Legends if you want to scroll down and find that. Guys, please, if you haven't listened to any podcast other than mine, if this is your podcast, and this will be the only other podcast, I would suggest that you – that's not true. See, that's not true, because you got to watch Masters of the Galaxy podcast, because that's Johnny Miz and Brian Ozone, and we're trying to get all that going down, and Oakman, and I'm on there sometimes, occasionally when work works out, which is never lately. But so I will suggest that you do watch other or listen to other podcasts other than mine, please. But of course, so Masters of the Galaxy, that's a sister podcast. We've got Fans of Power. Please check that out. That's the one that started all. Joe Amato and Tyler Baker doing their thing. Yeah, there is the Council of the First Ones and all that good stuff. But folks that we F with around here, so Fans of Power, that was spelled with an E. Thank you, EFF. Fans of Power, be sure to check that interview out with Brian Flynn. Very awesome interview. Lots of killer information. And with a possibility of Masters of the Universe going back to retail, guys, oh my God. Again, if you have not watched that, now, of course, he's not going to tell you this is set in stone. He's not going to tell you when the release date. My God, when are they going to be in Walmart on the pegs? When I get on down there, start going pick me up, one of them, get down there and get you, or one of them, he been there. I mean, you can go to the podcast with that kind of expectations, but you're not going to get anything out of it. Brian Flynn does say the F word 3 or 4 times, which really enhanced the podcast for me. I did enjoy that. But it just shows you, Brian is a very down-to-earth, very normal individual, very normal guy. And there were some comments made earlier in this group this week that some folks in this group were trashing Super 7 at every glance, and now folks had turned around and saw the light and kissing Brian's Royal Heine, his well retooled, separated, properly distanced Heine. I don't know, man. That never happened, nor has that happened. Anybody in the group that wants to express your opinion on Super 7 or express your opinion on our toys or express your opinion on how I'm doing things or what's happening with the podcast or whatever, please do. But I don't think the way that was portrayed this week that somebody was that we were just maliciously bashing and then jumping over to the Super 7 boat. I think you guys know we've been on the Super 7 boat all along. We were on a boat when the Ultimates were on a boat. All you guys were on a boat with me. We were floating and waiting. And the truth is, we have been critical about a few things because we want these things made right. And we pay a lot of money for a custom product or for a premium product that this company gives us. And I have to say, guys, if you go back and look at the last year, have done a damn fine job. We have gotten more things this year, Masters related, than we have gotten in the past. And we should be damn happy about it. So, for a little comment like that to get thrown out there, just sort of jumping on members of the group, I deleted it, made me kind of mad, but not mad. I mean, I'm never salty. It's all good. I'm too smooth to be salty, man. But the thing is, I'm going to leave it at that. I'm not going to turn it into a video rant about a certain individual or anything else because it's really not. It's nothing against anybody about anything, and you're welcome to your opinion, and if you want to talk about your opinion, please do. But understand that there are folks on the opposite side of that opinion who will quite debate you. So with that said, F words are good. Agreed. The information from Super 7, please watch the podcast. There's some very interesting stuff in there from Brian Flynn and a lot of explanation about why he is trying so hard to get everything so right for us. He has taken feedback. He has listened to the feedback. He does try to get things correct. So, guys, please keep giving the feedback. Give me feedback. Let me know you think the podcast sucks. Let me know you think it's all right. Either way, I appreciate you hanging with me tonight. Tomorrow night, Thirsty Thursday, Battle Armor Skeletor. We're going to get up in the reaction figures as well. Got a couple other things to give to you. Got the big member giveaway. Also, remember if you double down on both of them this week, you get a third one. So, I mean, dude, we're talking 4 to 5 stacks of waffles right here, and it's only Wednesday. The syrup is on. We're going to get it on. Pause for the calls. Appreciate you guys hanging with me. Thanks for being a part of the Waffle Mafia. Always, man, posting the page as much as you like. And, hey, if you're a part of a bigger family, that's cool, too. We don't have a bit of issue with that. But I like to dance with the ones that bring me. So, with that, man, we'll have a little pause for the calls, and we'll get up out. Hey, what are we doing here? Come on, man. We need to finish my beer. Never leave a wounded soldier on the battlefield. Man at Arms taught me that back when me and him and Randy were fighting with the Eternian Guard. Pause for the calls. Got to get out of here. Getting too hard. I love you guys. Talk to you later. Peace.